Good morning. We're working overtime for you this morning. My name's Tony Bush. I'm in the studio alone this morning, but we have a remote guest, Mary Lou Vandehei, the chair of our chapter, is going to be a guest this morning. She'll be on in just a few minutes. But first, I'd just like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter and what the SCORE chapter does here in the Fox Cities. The SCORE chapter is part of a national organization. There are about 380 chapters around the country. Ours is located in the Fox Cities Chamber Building. We're called the Fox Cities SCORE chapter. We service an area, 8 counties, from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac. And we have about 40 mentors in our chapter who work with business owners and those who are looking to start a business. So if you're looking to start a business, or if you're in business and you have questions, contact us at SCORE. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at the chamber number at 734-7101, 734-7101, and you can schedule an appointment with a mentor. In addition to the mentoring that SCORE does, we also offer some seminars, and we have a couple coming up. The first one coming up is September 4. That's going to be on cash flow management and managing your banking relationship. I'm going to be doing that presentation. That's going to be held on September 4 from 9 o'clock until noon at the Chamber Building in Appleton. The registration begins at 8:30. The cost is $25 a person, and what the person attending will learn is an understanding of cash flow, the balance sheet, some and critical ratios to help make sure the company's doing well, and then how to deal with the banking relationship. How do you present all this information to the lender? How do you negotiate with the lender? And what can you expect the lender's responses to be? So that's coming up on September 4. 9 o'clock in the morning till noon. Registration's at 8:30, and the cost is $25 a person. The second seminar coming up is our 5-part series on simple steps. The first session is on September 19 at the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe downtown. That'll be starting at about 8:30. It goes till noon, $25 a person, includes some breakfast and a lunch. It's the first session is basically, what is going into business? What's that all about? What are the considerations? Is that something I should consider? It's very informative. We have a very good discussion, so we urge you to come to that class. And then parts 2, 3, 4, and 5 begin on October 2nd, and they go October 2, October 9, 16, and 23. Those are Wednesday mornings from about 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock. I'm sorry, Wednesday evenings from 6 until 9. Those are Wednesday evenings until 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, $25 per person, and the topics include session number 2 is what sort of entity should I be, how am I going to put my business together, where am I going with this business. Session number 3 is marketing, social media, different strategies you can use to get the word out about your being in business and delivering the message you want to deliver. Session number 4 is about accounting statements, balance sheets, income statements, statement of cash flows. And our guest this morning, Mary Lou Vandehei, who's a retired accountant with Kimberly Clark, has many years of experience, has been a SCORE chapter person for a number of years, and is now as our chair. Mary Lou gives the presentation on that. She does a great job. SCORE put together a case study that we'll go through in session number 4. We go through the balance sheet, income statement, statement of cash flows, and we also provide the students with a template, a blank template that they can take back to their home office and put their own numbers in and get a feel for how those statements work. Those are critical statements to understanding how your business is doing. Mary Lou does a great job on that. And then session number 5 is the session about where do you find the money or what are the different sources of funding for your business. So we urge you to consider attending the Simple Steps program. Again, it begins on September 19. There are 5 sessions, and you can find out about the Simple Steps program and the Cash Flow Management Seminar at our website at foxcities.score.org. If you'd like to register, you can register right on the website. And again, if you have any questions, please contact the SCORE office at foxcities.score.org or call us at 734-7101. I'd also like to thank our sponsors for bringing the program to you each weekend. We appreciate the support and the encouragement and everything they do for us. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPA Firm, Epiphany Law, Tuss House, our newest sponsor. I'd also like to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh for helping us put together the website for biztalkwithscore.com. And then also I want to give a special mention to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for providing their support to the BizTalk program every 2 weeks in their periodical. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, every other week, you get very meaningful information that can help you understand how your business fits into the entire East Central Wisconsin business community. So with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk to Mary Lou Vandehei. We'll talk to you soon. And you're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're glad you joined us, and we're glad to have you along. Our guest this morning is Mary Lou Vandehei. Mary Lou is doing a remote interview this morning. She's off out of the studio, so we got her on the phone, and she agreed to be with us. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Tony. How are you this morning?
Real fine. Thank you. Mary Lou, tell us a little bit about your background and your current role at SCORE and how long you've been at the chapter.
Okay. My background is financial. I started right out of college with Kimberly Clark and their auditing department, and did that for a few years, which was very interesting because I got a chance to go to lots of the locations that they were producing at, and so you saw very small operations like in the upper Michigan lumber, little offices of just where the guys cut the logs and brought them into the mill. All the way to, you know, very large, the consumer part where we made the diapers and towels, bathroom tissue. So a very big range of experiences there to see how different organizations at different levels of size adapt to what they need for their accounting reporting.
Sure.
Then I went on to the Lakeview Mill, which has now been sold off to another company, but they were in Nina, and there that is was a consumer products mill at that time, doing a lot of various consumer products. They had the whole range there, including some of what they call professional care.
Right.
And there I was a cost analyst, so I really got a lot of experience putting together production costing.
So you really got behind all the numbers, didn't you?
You really
understand
do.
Numbers.
And, you know, inventory and all budgeting, you know, how to look at, you know, what should this product be made for? What is it actually costing? So got a lot of background in that, as well as overhead costs and how to allocate them to your inventory.
Now you help us apply that knowledge in our SCORE Simple Steps program.
So I actually use that a lot. Yes,
and,
I do.
And in as a chair of the chapter, you really do an excellent job. I understand there's a rumor in the chapter that you're going to be the lifetime chair. Is that true?
Oh, you're right. That is a rumor.
You're doing a great job, though, Mary Lou. We really appreciate everything you do, and all the members of the chapter do that. Appreciate your work and your efforts.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the SCORE chapter, Mary Lou. We service 8 counties from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac.
Yep, we have so kind of a large central Wisconsin area. We have Outagamie, Waupaca, Walshera, Winnebago, Marquette, Green Lake, Calumet, and Fond du Lac. And actually, we just had our first monthly Fond du Lac meeting on the 15th. What was that? Wednesday.
Okay.
Thursday.
Sure.
And yeah, we had a good group there, so we are going to be meeting at the Fond du Lac County Economic Development Corp every third Wednesday from 8 to 10.
Good.
So if there's any listeners out there that are thinking about what they might get involved in as a volunteer opportunity, that would be a great one for us to come join us.
How many volunteers do we have in Fond du Lac now, Mary Lou?
Right now we have 6, which is and a very good background of the people. We have a patent lawyer, someone who's dealt with government agencies. We have an accountant, a home builder,
mm-hmm.
a education background volunteer,
mm-hmm.
a general business owner, and did a lot of strategic kind of activities in his background, and a marketing person. So a very nice rounding of members down there.
I'd like to point out, Mary Lou, that patent expert down in Fond du Lac, we used to have one in the Appleton chapter office, but he retired. But we don't limit this to geographic locations, do we? If someone in Appleton has a question about patent, we can speak to that accountant or that patent person down in Fond du Lac.
Oh, absolutely. And Don's, our patent lawyer down there, is very willing to come travel. And we do meet with clients in a variety of ways. Normally what a client will contact us through is either word of mouth and call the office directly, or they go on to our foxcities.score mm-hmm. website, and there they can click on a link that says request a mentor. And in when the mentor contacts them, they can actually do it in three different ways. Most of our contacts are face-to-face, where mm-hmm. we meet an individual and walk through their business ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can also do it by telephone. Sometimes, being an 8-county area, we have three offices, one in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. So the other counties, we either meet them halfway, if we can, or we talk to them on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's also an opportunity to get a mentor via the Internet. And the way that works is a person can go onto our website and ask for an online counselor. And when they do that, they have the option of putting in either the industry that they're thinking about starting a business or working or they're in business with, or they can ask for a particular business skill. So maybe they have a legal question or maybe they have a marketing mm-hmm. question. And when they put those in, those two basically search criteria, a list of mentors will come up with that background, and those mentors may be anywhere across the United States, and so they just set up an appointment with them, and then they can go online and have their session that way.
I'd like to emphasize, Mary Lou, that all of these mentoring services are free, and we maintain a very high level of confidentiality during the discussions and after.
Yes. One of the things that when we have new volunteers, part of the their orientation before they actually agree is we do walk through what we call our code of ethics, which basically means that as mentors, we cannot either benefit from their idea or, you know, basically steal their idea in any way.
Right.
We cannot really talk to people outside the direct relationship between the client and the mentor
mm-hmm.
about that, although we do ask for expertise within the organization, knowing that all of us know that anything that's brought up of an idea or an issue is totally confidential.
Right. Even in our SCORE chapter meetings, we don't mention client names.
We're
very confidential about all of that. So we want to protect the interest of all the clients who bring ideas to the SCORE chapter, and they do come to us for mentoring, so we are going to get into what they're doing, but we keep it confidential.
Absolutely. It's a very important thing so that people can be very forthright in what the issues really are and so we can best address those issues.
Right. Mary Lou, we're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side, continue the conversation. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for staying with us. Our guest this morning is Mary Lou Vandehei. Mary Lou is the chapter chair of the local Fox City SCORE chapter. We're talking a little bit about the SCORE chapter, the geographical area we cover between Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and some of the things that go on in the chapter and what we really do. If you have a question for us, if you're interested in being a mentor or a volunteer for the SCORE chapter, or you're someone who has a business or you're thinking of starting a business, but if you have a question, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Mary Lou, we talked a little bit about the range of our geographical area, and mentoring is available online, face-to-face, or over the phone. But tell us a little bit about what does the SCORE chapter do? What is the purpose of the SCORE chapter? Why was it organized?
Yes, the SCORE chapter started was organized in 1964 as part of the, I think it was either part of the SBA or like an affiliate.
Yep. Yep.
And it's totally made up of volunteers with a very small core of people at our national headquarters that kind of keep our computer systems and stuff going.
Mm-hmm.
But we were, the main purpose was to make SBA loans more successful. Mm-hmm. So what they found is business people would start businesses and really didn't have all of the business part. You know, for example, you might, let's say you're a carpenter and you're a very good house builder,
mm-hmm.
but you may not have the business part of how to do all the background stuff in the office.
The marketing and the people work and the taxes and the permits and all that sort of thing.
All of that kind of stuff. So you may be very good at a skill and would really be an excellent business owner, but you do need a bunch of skills behind that to make, you know, the invoicing and all that kind of stuff happen. So the SBA went to a group of people and asked them to become volunteers to help these small businesses. So in doing that, a group came forward that have all different kinds of backgrounds, and which is really reflected in our organization today. For example, we have people that have, many people who own their own businesses, but in our local chapter, we have people who've been in education, we have pharmacists, lawyers, people who've been in marketing, people who've been bankers, such people like myself who've had very strong corporate cost accounting backgrounds, marketing people and PR, mm-hmm. You know, public relations kinds of things. So just a whole gamut of backgrounds. And what these people do is they really bring to the organization the expertise that people at any phase of their business may need either help with, either getting started up or for a specific problem.
Mm-hmm.
So in starting up the organization, in addition to just helping generally business people, one of the things that we do is we really help people succeed, therefore they can have successful loans and the banker and the business owner can grow together. So we really come a long way for, you know, actually next year we'll be celebrating our 50 years.
Yep. And we help people create jobs, which is really important to the entire economy. One by one, entrepreneurs create jobs.
You bet. I mean, small business is really where the job growth is in America.
In our SCORE chapter, I know that we count success a couple of different ways. If someone should want to start a business and they decide to go through with it and they start their business, just starting a business is like a success. But then staying in business is another dimension of success. But there's also the couple who might come in and explore the possibility of starting a business and decide not to do it now. Maybe their children aren't out of school yet. That's a success too.
Because it's important when you start a business to look at not only do you have the skills to start the business, but you need to also reflect on, you know, is this the right time for your family to start it?
Right.
Or, you know, are you going to be giving up a very good income that you currently have to pursue this idea, and maybe for the first 2-3 years you aren't going to make that income that you had in the past, and can you make that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So one of the things you really want to do is kind of look at, assess, you know, do I have what it takes? Because although being your own boss, if you like, it also, you soon will find out that those eight to five hours that you may have been able to keep, they really kind of go out the window, and you kind of work almost all the time, either thinking about what your business are doing, or, you know, you may be on vacation and you see a opportunity and it goes click, you know, there's something to think about.
And that's really so important, isn't it, Mary Lou, that if someone's going to start a business, it really shouldn't be work for them. They should have a passion for it. They really enjoy doing it because they're going to be doing it all the time.
Yes, they are. So, yeah, and that is probably one of the, the most rewarding things I see about mentoring new business owners is just the enthusiasm and the drive they have to make something happen. Mm-hmm. And I always think of business owners as the kind where they'll sit back and plan for a while, but they have what I call the propensity to act.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get going and make that dream happen.
They're not afraid to take a risk. And if the right. if the decision is not exactly correct when they make the decision and launch, they're comfortable enough that they can make the adjustments to still make it work.
Right.
They need analysis, but nobody needs paralysis through analysis. We just need to make decisions and start going with it. Mary Lou, tell us a little bit about what is it like, what is the mentor? What is it like being a mentor? What are the requirements to be a mentor?
Okay. Mentors generally need somewhere at a minimum of 5 years experience in a particular area. So although many of our volunteers are retired, which is what SCORE originally stood for, which was Senior Corps Retired Executives,
yep.
Now we just use the acronym SCORE because now we have many people who are not retired.
Right.
And that's actually been a very good thing for us because now we have people who, especially in the technology area, mm-hmm. they're very fascinated that lots of people really aren't even at the age where they would retire if they're really into that business.
Right.
So those people tend to come to us as part owners. They're either owning their own business. They may be working at that and help us part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our mentors, although they are not classified as specialists, which just do some very specific things for us, they mentor with us only in their area of expertise. We need them. So, for example, let's say I have a client, and the first time I meet with them, this person wants to do develop a web page or work on their search engine information. So I will ask another mentor to come in on the next session right. and work with that person on that specific need. So right. that mentor may only be called in for very specific things, like we have legal people who do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So some mentors just do very specific kind of mentoring. Most of our mentors actually have a fair amount of experience and are, especially the business owners, will work with a client as the generalist, and they may be able to help the client through the whole process of building a business plan. Or they may call on individuals with those specialty backgrounds to help the client depending on what their needs and the business are going into.
Mm-hmm.
So our mentors have either owned a business, have a very specific area of interest, or they may have education background in the business area, and so they volunteer with that. So normally what a mentor would do, we have volunteers come to us in different ways. So what they generally do is they would go onto our website and click on our volunteer button, kind of read some background of what our mentors do. And then they would contact us by filling out a volunteer request that comes to us, and then we would get a hold of them and kind of sit down, and we generally have kind of like a first meeting where we want to make sure that they understand what a mentor does, as well as we want to make sure that they understand the requirements of being a mentor and the confidentiality and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The one area that we do want to be sure that we have a clear understanding is if they are in business, and many of our mentors are, is that if they're working with a client and the client ends up needing the service that they actually are in business in, that what they would do, and they choose to work with that mentor in a business relationship, What our mentors are all trained to do is the very first meeting that they have with the client, they will sit down and say, okay, I just want you to know that I am in business. This is my business. And should I should you want to employ my services, then we will have another mentor assigned to you so that it's very clear that when I work with you, that's a business relationship as opposed to the SCORE relationship where all of the meetings would be free counseling.
And that's an important point, Mary Lou, because we want the SCORE chapter activities, the mentor activities, to be confidential. And the code of ethics requires that a business owner cannot use SCORE as a hunting ground to find clients for their business. And we have
yes.
a disclosure form that we actually sign. The mentor signs it, and we ask the client to read it and sign it, agreeing to what you just said, that in,
right.
in the event the client makes the decision to employ or hire the SCORE mentor, they can do that, but then a new SCORE mentor is assigned to that client if the client wants a new mentor.
Yes.
So we're very particular about that.
Yes, and we don't want any kind of gray issues going on there so that the client isn't under one
right.
assumption that it's all free and the mentor doesn't get into trouble,
right.
you know, going down the path. So we make that very clear in the first meeting that mm-hmm. we have with the potential volunteer, and if all of that is good, then we have an orientation that all of our mentors go through, which basically kind of talks about what are the things you want to talk about in a typical client relationship. One of the first very important things is that we really listen to our client so that we understand where they're coming from, what their needs are,
mm-hmm.
what their background skills are, so that, you know, you're not... If somebody has a fair amount of business experience, they may already have touched on some of the points that we would really normally go through with a new business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to listen to them and understand what are their needs so that we can really help them as best we can.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers again, Mary Lou. If you're in the Appleton area and you'd like to ask us a question, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Mary Lou, in talking about the mentors and all the preparation, the training, the orientation that they go through, when we do have meetings with clients, especially after that first meeting, the client has an opportunity then to complete a survey providing an evaluation to the SCORE chapter administration of how that session went, if there are any issues.
Right. And so the feedback is really meant for the individual mentor. So, you know, we want to know that we are meeting our clients' needs or if there's things that we're doing that we can improve on. So generally what we do is we get those feedbacks, and what we've kind of do to make it kind of fun in our chapter is we have what we call the star mentor of the month, and it's whoever can get the best comments from a client. Of course, we don't tell our clients that so that
right.
we don't bias their input, but we really had some very wonderful feedback. Probably the most important one being you guys got to get out there and let the community know about your services. So that's really a nice comment for us to hear back, but
that's one of the things
we
do on BizTalk. BizTalk,
yes, exactly.
That. Yep. That's right.
Yes.
And if
right.
anybody is listening, Mary Lou, who would like to consider volunteering as a mentor or just volunteering to help out in the office or doing some assistance to keep the operation going, they can contact us at foxcities.score.org or by calling at the chamber office, 734-7101. How long does it take for a person to become a mentor, someone who really wants to give back to the community and says, you know, I'd like to help out? What sort of commitment is that? And then how long does it take to become a mentor, Mary Lou?
Okay, we ask that our mentors be available 10 hours for either meetings and committee work and mentoring, 10 hours a month.
Okay.
So basically a little bit more than 2 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we do want to make that clear in that first meeting so that mm-hmm. they understand, you know, what the commitment is and what's expected. Now that isn't always, depending on what kind of client request we have, their expertise may or may not be, you know, used that much, but that's, we want them to understand that it could be that much.
Mm-hmm.
So once we have a clear understanding, and then we would sign the person up, and they need to go through the orientation, which we have two different programs in the orientation. One is sort of learning about SCORE itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part is learning how to mentor and, you know, that whole listening process, and as well as what are the skills that a business needs so that you can cover all those. That's, we allow the new volunteer to take 90 days to complete those two. They are computer-based training, so they just at their leisure go online and
what is it like, maybe sessions. 4 hours or 5 hours total?
Probably total less, well, the learning about SCORE is probably less than an hour, and the others you can go in and do them at your leisure. But yeah, I think 4 hours probably be max. And so once they go through that session, then at the same time, what we like to do is anyone who's new, we would have them co-mentor with an experienced mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would give them both, you know, hands-on experience of, you know, how the sessions are to be set up, really understanding what the client's needs and what you should bring to the client, as well as let one of the things we do in those meetings is be sure the client understands that we don't do the work for them.
Right. That's an important point.
Yes. We want to guide them, give them the resources they need, you know, be a sounding board for mm-hmm. questions that they have or things that they may have not thought about, you know, that whole kind of background breadth that you need to really think about. And sometimes you kind of get caught up on your idea and you get down the road of, you know, what you want to sell to customers, not necessarily what customers want to buy from you. So,
right. Mary Lou, we're going
to
have to take our last break right now, but we'll come back on the other side and finish that thought. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Working for a living, working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
And SCORE is working for you, right, Mary Lou? We're working for you. We're working with you, and we want you to be successful. We're talking this morning with Mary Lou Vandehei. Mary Lou is a chapter chair at the SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE chapter. And as any mentor, any volunteer in the chapter will certainly attest, Mary Lou is doing a great job as the chair. She's done some great things for the chapter, and we thank you for that, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
Before the break, we were talking about training mentors and co-mentoring. You want to finish up on that?
Yeah, so what to help our new volunteers get comfortable with the process of mentoring with clients on a one-on-one basis, what we do is we have them sit in, so kind of co-mentor on at least three sessions or until they get comfortable,
mm-hmm.
so that they kind of get a sense of what clients tend to be looking for, what's a format that flows well, and then also what to kind of make yourself points about what needs to be followed up and, you know, in a subsequent session with the client.
Yep.
So what I like to do is just at the end of it kind of say, okay, here's things that we've talked about. Here's what you've agreed are the next things to do. Here's some of the ideas that you're going to look at. Maybe as a mentor, here's the things that I'm going to provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
And either sending them that via email or getting back to them on the phone. And then we set up a subsequent session, if that's needed, which it normally is, mm-hmm. to kind of get them through all the processes that they need to do to have a solid business plan.
Yep. That's a really good preparation for mentors. And we are very, very particular, as you already indicated, Mary Lou, to prepare them to best serve the mentor and the mentors or the client. And the clients understand that all these conversations are confidential. And by what your description of the chapter is this morning, the client should understand that they not only have that one mentor to go to with questions, but that mentor then has a network of many, many other mentors, not only in our chapter, but around the country to help the business owner.
Right.
I'd like to also emphasize that the SCORE chapter doesn't work just with startup businesses. We also work with existing businesses who are growing or facing challenges that they might have in marketing or any other area. So I'd like
to... So we actually go help businesses of all different stages.
Right.
So sometimes we are helping a business either get into a, an owner get into a franchise,
yep,
or they may be buying a business. So we help them with those, what to look for, what to watch out for.
Our bumper music is kicking in, Mary Lou, and I'd like to get your biz tip in.
Oh, okay. So my thought for the day is to tell business owners that they want to think about give the customers an experience, not a transaction.
Very good. Mary Lou, thank you for being our guest this morning. Very much appreciate it. Our guest next week is Kurt Haling, our sponsor Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.